Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article about the current state of AI adoption in businesses, specifically the growing disillusionment many companies are facing. It's a fascinating look at the gap between the hype and the reality.
Absolutely. This trough of disillusionment, as the article calls it, really resonates, doesn't it? So what's the main point? Are businesses giving up on AI?
Not entirely. But there's definitely a growing trend of abandoned pilot projects. The article cites a pretty significant jump, from 17% last year to a whopping 42% this year, according to S&P Global. That's a pretty stark increase. It seems many companies are struggling to translate the potential of generative AI into tangible business benefits.
Wow, 42%. That's discouraging. But why? What's holding them back? I mean, we hear so much about the amazing things AI can do.
Well, several reasons are highlighted. Data silos, outdated IT systems, the difficulty in finding skilled AI professionals, and of course, concerns about brand safety and data privacy.
That makes sense. I see. Those are significant hurdles. But the tech giants, the hyperscalers, are still investing heavily in AI. Doesn't that suggest they see a brighter future?
They certainly do. The article mentions Alphabet, Amazon, Microsoft, and Meta are all pouring vast sums into AI infrastructure. Their combined capital expenditures are projected to be a significant portion of their revenue, a substantial increase compared to a decade ago. They're betting big on this, even with the current challenges businesses face.
So it's a bit of a paradox, isn't it? Widespread disillusionment on one hand, and massive investment on the other. It's fascinating.
Exactly. It highlights the long-term vision these companies have. They're focusing on building the foundation for a future where AI is deeply integrated into everything. They see the potential, even if many other companies are still struggling to realize it. And the article goes into some examples of their own internal use of AI.
Oh, right. Google's AI-powered search, Microsoft's integration into workplace apps and GitHub, Amazon in e-commerce. They're dogfooding, using their own products to smooth out the kinks and demonstrate what's possible.
Precisely. It's a smart strategy. They are showcasing practical applications while simultaneously building the tools that will hopefully pull other businesses out of this trough of disillusionment.
I see. Interesting. But are they just throwing money at the problem, or is there a real path to profitability?
Well, the article does acknowledge that current AI cloud revenues are relatively small compared to the investments. It even says that the main source of these revenues presently are from the AI labs and startups, some of which are, ironically, funded by these very tech giants.
Ha, that is a bit ironic. But what about the long game? How do they see themselves making money from this eventually?
The article suggests that a significant portion of the eventual benefits for these hyperscalers will come from applying AI to their own products and operations. Increased efficiency, better user experiences, things like that. It's about transforming their own businesses first, then offering those same transformative tools to others.
Got it. Got it. It's a bet on the future then. But what about companies like Apple, who have been slower to adopt this technology?
The article uses Apple as a cautionary tale. Their delayed and reportedly buggy rollout of the new Siri highlights the risk of falling behind in this rapidly evolving landscape. It emphasizes the importance of staying on top of this technological wave.
That's a good point. So what's the takeaway here? What should businesses be doing in the face of this disillusionment?
Well, the experts quoted in the article emphasize the importance of continuing to experiment, focusing on practical applications, and developing the capabilities to leverage the technology effectively. It also points out the need for better tools and infrastructure, such as improved AI memory and new data access protocols, to truly unlock the potential of AI agents.
So keep experimenting, keep the faith, and don't blink. It's a crucial time for businesses navigating this AI revolution.
Exactly. And that's all for today's discussion on AI and the trough of disillusionment. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.